This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a 20-year-old charged after a violent incident left 13 injured on January 3rd. The election process formally begins with writs issued and 30 registration centres open from today. A political analyst assesses the impact of the three-party coalition ahead of elections, and the president of Barbados urging young children to stay focused and chase their dreams. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The Barbados Police Service has made a big breakthrough in the Hinck Street shooting incident on January 3rd, which saw 13 people being injured. Jaden Terrell Haynes, a 20-year-old of Pastor Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael, has been charged with a string of serious firearm and violent offenses stemming from the incident. Police say Haynes faces charges including possession and use of a firearm, violent disorder, multiple counts of serious bodily harm, endangering life, and criminal damage. The charges were laid by the Barbados Police Service Major Crime Unit and Serious Organized Crime Unit following investigations. Haynes is scheduled to appear before the District A Criminal Court this morning. Writs have been issued for Barbados's February 11th general election, formally triggering the election process following the dissolution of Parliament. Acting on the advice of Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, President, the Most Honourable Geoffrey Bostic, issued the writs yesterday to fill the vacant seats in the House of Assembly. Nomination day has been set for next Tuesday when candidates are expected to submit their nomination papers and deposits. Meanwhile, the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, EBC, has opened 30 registration centres across the island from today, allowing voters to check and correct their registration status ahead of polling day. EBC Chairman Ramon Allen says the commission is prepared and that people with discrepancies can complete the necessary forms online or visit a registration center. Political scientist Dr. George Bell says the decision by the three political parties to unite under a single coalition reflects a strategic effort to strengthen their presence ahead of the February 11th general election. He was speaking following the announcement that the United Progressive Party, the New National Party, and the Conservative Leadership Party have joined forces to contest the polls as the People's Coalition for Progress. Dr. Bell told Starcom Network News that the coalition represents an attempt by smaller parties to present a unified message within an electoral landscape traditionally dominated by two major parties.
The third party thing about coming together in a coalition is just an attempt to make themselves look better, because the problem with a third party is that it does not represent in itself an umbrella organization. So if you want to compensate there, it might be in the interest of the third parties to come together to try to present as broad a front as possible. But I don't think that would overcome the fundamental difficulty, which is that they do not command the base of either of the dominant parties. And therefore, coming together is something done at the level of leadership and candidates, but it does not represent consolidation of a base. And therefore, I don't think that would have any particularly remarkable impact on the success of third parties.
Dr. Bell added that the Prime Minister likely opted for an early election after weighing global uncertainty, regional stability, and the weakness of the opposition, concluding that the start of the year offered the most advantageous timing.
What you would do then is look at the political environment. And I have identified that if you look at the global situation, if you look at the regional situation, if you look at the domestic situation, that those conditions suggest that it might be better in the interest of the governing party to go at the beginning of that year rather than later, because you don't know what's going to happen in the global situation because of what is going on in the United States with the Trump regime. You do not know how the global situation is going to impact on the regional situation, that is CARICOM, and then the domestic situation, the weakness of the opposition party, that if the Democratic Labour Party has not yet recovered, then the earlier you go, the greater, the less possibility for them to have repaired the damage and therefore to do better in any election contest.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. Democratic Labour Party leader Ralph Thorne is pressing government for answers on a wide range of national issues. Speaking during an address to the nation, Mr. Thorne raised issues that should be addressed surrounding crime and national security, the rising cost of living and borrowing levels, among others.
I hope they respect us enough to answer. On the issue of cost of living, will the BLP commit to reducing VAT as they once promised? What aspects of BERT 3.0 address cost of living? Borrowing. Is it true that $3 million was borrowed in 2025 alone? What is the total amount borrowed in the last 7 years? On the issue of housing and lands, where are the results of the investigation on HOPE that was promised 18 months ago by the Prime Minister? Transport. Why did you use our taxpayer money to buy new buses only then to divest the transport board? And by that we mean to close the transport board down. On the issue of health, why are your two ministers of health completely silent while people suffer and complain about inadequate health service?
Democratic Labour Party leader Ralph Thorne. Political leader of the New National Party and the second member of the newly formed People's Coalition for Progress, Kemar Stewart, promises that the PCP will address the issues of employment and the cost of living once they're elected to office.
The people should ask, why is life not getting better for us? Barbados is a lived experience. You have to live it to feel it. And the people are feeling it every day. The hardship every day. As Barbados has become one of the most expensive places to live, to travel, and to do business with. So our coalition is about jobs, focusing on the cost of living, productivity, and economic security of people. And that means increasing productive activity across various sectors.
Political leader of the New National Party and member of the newly formed People's Coalition for Progress, Kemar Stewart, and leader of the Conservative Leadership Party, Corey Beckle, says the coalition will be unfazed as a new member of the political ring and promises they will be a tough opposition to both the ruling Barbados Labour Party and the opposition, DLP.
They may call us alternative third parties, but I tell you straight, I don't want the camera to be on my face. They call us whatever characterization they have for the PCP, CBLP, UPP, NNP. We are here to serve the public of Barbados. They could have called elections for next week, for tomorrow.
That's right.
It is not going to go down.
That's
how
right.
They think it's going to go down.
That's right.
Because we are going to present a formidable challenge. Yes.
That's right.
To every member.
The new dispensation.
Every candidate.
That's right.
That is running for the BLP and also the DLP. Yeah. We need fresh voices in Parliament.
Leader of the Conservative Leadership Party, Corey Beckles. President Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic is urging young Barbadians to work hard, stay focused, and actively pursue their dreams. He was speaking to students of the St. Mary and Wesley Hall Junior Schools as he began a nationwide initiative to visit all primary and secondary schools across the island. President Bostic explained that the initiative was started under former Governor General Sir Elliot Belgrave, and he chose to continue it as part of his presidency, recognizing the importance of inspiring students at an early age.
You can achieve. Do not allow your circumstances, if they're negative, especially, to stop you from being who you can be and who you want to be. And that's the purpose of my visit, to try to inspire you. I want you to take it seriously and understand that nothing in life comes easily, and that the people who were at the top in a lot of areas struggled, but they persevered. They did not give up. There was no retreat. There was no surrender.
The president encouraged the children to take responsibility for their future and to begin taking action toward achieving greatness.
To say to yourself that from today on, that you're going to focus, that you're going to respect your teachers, you're going to respect the elderly, you're going to respect your peers, the people sitting to the left, right, in front, and behind you, and that you're not going to let anything or anyone say to you that because you come from A, B, or C, or because you attended school X or Y, that you cannot make it to the top in anything that you want.
President Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostic. Recapping the headlines. Jaden Terrell Haynes, a 20-year-old of Pastor Road Bush Hall, faces the court this morning on serious charges stemming from a January 3rd incident. 13 people were left injured. Election process formally begins with writs issued and 30 registration centers open from today. A political analyst says three-party coalition seeking to unify a message ahead of elections. And President of Barbados, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, urging young children to stay focused and chase their dreams. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.